You're listening to SBS News.
Kieran Mannion has spent the last decade saving up enough money to buy her dream home. With help from her parents, she was finally able to get the keys to an apartment in Sydney.
A lot higher than what I was expecting, and it was only getting up. The competition was very stiff. I was very lucky that my parents were willing and able to match my savings so I could put down a 20% deposit. Definitely couldn't have done it without them.
Miss Mannion isn't the only one who has struggled to break through the soaring real estate market. According to CoreLogic, dwelling values were up by more than 1% in every capital city. Research Director Tim Lawless says there is an imbalance between demand and supply.
We are expecting affordability constraints to start impacting on the marketplace progressively more, probably starting to restrict first home buyers.
The lowest increase was in Perth, up 1.1%, while Hobart and Sydney led the gains, up 3.2% and 3% respectively, and it was the second biggest lift in Sydney home prices in over 32 years. Meanwhile, over the year to May, Darwin home prices soared 20.3%, the biggest annual gain ever recorded. With the Reserve Bank cash rate staying at a historic low of 0.1%, banks have been able to offer record low lending rates to consumers, but there are warnings that's about to change. Peter March is from the financial comparison website Mozo.
We're expecting that the banks will act pretty quickly to start lifting those fixed rates, particularly for the longer term immediately. They should probably look at fixing in something long-term, fairly soon.
In the meantime, home loan platform LendiGroup's CEO David Hyman says some property buyers are leaving the cities in search for better value.
We're seeing more and more people move to places like Newcastle, more and more people move to the Central Coast, more and more people move to the Northern Beaches or the Southern Highlands. But in those areas, we definitely see much more bang for buck. So you're able to get a bigger house on a larger block of land, perhaps closer to the beach.
CoreLogic's home value index rose by 2.2% in May, taking it to 10% higher than a year ago, and building approvals for the private housing sector also increased.